You're fine. I'm waiting on EDD and any other data that comes through in the next 2 minutes.
Eve, you look exhausted.
It surprised more than irritated because she felt revved. No, I'm good.
There are shadows under the shadows under your eyes.
I'm good, she repeated. Here's Feeney and Rourke. Get a seat and we'll get this started. I got McNabb and Callender in the lab, Feeney said, brisk now. I put them on the Dauber ease. They already hit on what's listed as potentials. Women, Dallas. Girls, 16 to 20, either in college or in trouble. Halfway houses, college campuses, foster homes, street kids. He's got a list of those he refers to as recruits. And names of finders. They call them finders, Rourke said in disgust. Jane Poe's on there in the New York system. This is good. This is perfect. Be ready to brief on that. He needs to go into a very cold cage for putting that shocker on a child. We're gonna put him in one, Eve assured Rourke. We're gonna put a whole bunch of them there. Go get a seat. Get coffee. I just need a minute to organize my thoughts. When she'd had her minute, she walked in. Cops milled, drank coffee, studied the board. So many places to start, she thought. But she looked at the board. She knew where, who, and why. Take a seat, she ordered. This is gonna be long. Ariel Byrd. This didn't start with her, but her murder is the turning point. We're gonna get justice for her, and when we do, we're gonna take down not just her killer, but the culture that fostered it. She took them through the murder, Gwen Huffman, the natural order connection. From there, she wound her way to the block in Tribeca, the missing brother, before asking the feds to brief on the missing agent. Baxter's comms signaled at the end of that portion. Sorry, LT, we caught one. Whitney signaled for Baxter to hand him the communicator. I'll transfer it, and any others for the duration of the briefing. Rising, he stepped out to handle it. Eve stepped back up, continued with the interviews and observations in Connecticut, and on to Ella Alice Fox. She had Feeney brief on the EDD input in that area. They wiped her out! Carmichael studied Ella, Yancey's sketch, the ID shot, on the board. Just disappeared her. Her caseworker? The admin from the halfway house didn't file reports? Doesn't pass the stink test. No, it doesn't. Which is why officers Carmichael and Shelby are watching Jane Poe at this time. We have more evidence she's complicit in this, which I'll get to. Pick her up now, Jenkinson commented. Her first tags to whoever she's working with. Correct. We have good reason to believe she, in coordination with the halfway house, is funneling young women, potentially young males as well, to natural order. She may be a true believer. It may be for money. It could be both. It's certainly for the money. She glanced at Rourke when he spoke. You have something. I had a bit of time during the transfer of electronics and so on, so I had a look at Poe's finances. It would be unusual, I'd think, for a social worker, without family money behind her, to own a vacation home on the South Carolina shoreline and have a bit over $10 million in a pair of tucked-away accounts. Then there's the jewelry she has insured. She's fond of canary diamonds, in the amount of $6 million or so. Yeah, that's unusual. It was a cursory search, he added, but with a little more time, I could find when she had influxes of money, which you could, very likely, tie to those disappearances. I just bet. Good work. You can add the staff at the halfway house there, and we'll pin who she's working with. Shortly before 0400 this morning, she broke off when her link signaled. A glance showed her Nadine on the display. Sorry, this could be relevant. Rourke, take over with this area, as you were there. Peabody, if necessary, brief on the subsequent interviews. She stepped out. I'm in the middle of a briefing, she told Nadine. And I assume that briefing is on natural order. I think you're going to want to include what I've got. 19. Spill, but make it fast. Things are moving here.
Wait, where are you?
Are you on a shuttle? I'm shuttling back from a source, a hot one, Dallas. I pushed on an angle and it paid off. Rachel Wilkie, Stanton Wilkie's wife. Things weren't adding up. Number of pregnancies, timing of them, number of children. Yeah, I hit on that. Pursuing that, I found she went incommunicado for long periods of time, and pursuing that, I tracked a source that led to a source, and while her medical records are buried in natural order and not documented anywhere else I can find, there are ways and means to persuade people to cough up information. Cut to it, Eve demanded. I'm pressed here. Rachel Wilkie had three difficult pregnancies that resulted in live births, five miscarriages, and, the big one, a hysterectomy in 2037, which is 3 years before Wilkie's youngest son, Aaron, was born. She's not the bio mother. Medically impossible, and pursuing that, I hit the very, very hot. Is Paula Huffman her OB? Oh, yeah. And Huffman had an OB nurse/midwife who not only attended Rachel Wilkie, but spent a couple years in the compound medical facilities. My information is Rachel nearly didn't survive the birth of her daughter, was emotionally unstable, but became pregnant within the year, miscarried, and shortly after that, underwent an emergency hysterectomy. Following this, a young woman, unidentified, was brought into the facility and impregnated with Wilkie's sperm. Okay, Eve began to pace. That follows. That's a pattern I see coming. The OB nurse was assigned to tend to her. She was kept isolated. She was basically in prison, Dallas. She wasn't there willingly, wasn't pregnant willingly. The OB nurse assisted in the birth. They took the baby, and she never saw the bio mother again. But she saw others. Right, you've got it. Eve paused by the conference room door, where she could see the board. Yeah, she said, I've got it. Keep going. Some, impregnated like this one, others who'd been shipped in, married off against their will, who either came in for the birth or the nurse assisted Huffman in home deliveries. The nurse was a member at the time, was given a bonus of $1,000 for every successful birth. Money, Eve thought. It always wound back to the money. Dallas. Male members paid natural order upwards of $20,000 at that time for a woman between the ages of 18 and 24 of their specific race. The outrage in Nadine's voice began to rise, and Eve resumed pacing. Healthy women who passed medical and mental screenings. These members were awarded $5,000 for every successful birth. Money was paid out to whoever shipped these women in, most of them unwilling or unknowing where they were trained, and you can read that, tortured, to live by the rules, were married, whether they wanted to be or not, by Wilkie, then given to some asshole whose job it was to plant his fucking seed in her so he could get his bonus and propagate the damn world. You've got the OB nurse? She'll attest to this? She's dead. Killed herself about 10 years ago. I've got a sister, and I'm not giving you her name at this time. For fuck's sake, Nadine! I gave my word, Dallas, so just hear me out. Though she cursed inside, Eve nodded. Keep going. The nurse got documents to the sister, begged forgiveness, begged her sister not to expose this until her own children were of age. The nurse got the children out, sent them to her sister along with the documents, then hanged herself. I need those documents. My source is willing to let me turn them over and break this as long as I keep details, any details that will lead to her and the kids, out of it. She changed her name and theirs, moved out of the country. But I found her, so they could find her. She's afraid for them, and I don't blame her. Nadine held up a finger, then took a long sip from a water glass. This is human trafficking, Dallas. Enforced slavery. Turning women into breeding droids. I can't begin. I know what it is. And we're gonna take them down. All the way down. Get me the documents. I don't want to send them electronically. It's going to take me at least another hour to get to you, but I'm coming to you first. And now, I don't care what the hell time it is, I'm having a serious drink. You did good, Nadine. Think of that. Working on it. Eve settled herself, then stepped back in. Peabody was winding it up, so she let her finish. We've got these bastards, Baxter muttered. We've got Wilkie and his lunatic faithful up, down, sideways. We just got more. Nadine First has uncovered a source with documentation that exposes a decades-long system of abductions, human trafficking, enforced slavery, rape, and forced impregnation. A reporter? Conroy surged to his feet. We can't have a reporter in this. Nadine First's integrity is unquestionable, Eve shot back. If it was only about the story, she'd be on her way to her studio to break it instead of here to turn over that documentation. She wouldn't have contacted me to relay the information. She'd have broken it on air. If she leaks any of this before, she won't. It's just that simple. Turning away, Eve dismissed him. Dr. Paula Huffman performed a hysterectomy on Rachel Wilkie 3 years before the birth of Aaron Wilkie. Subsequently, Huffman impregnated an unidentified woman against her will with Wilkie's sperm. Nadine will be bringing in documentation from a medical who assisted in these procedures and in others. Others like Gina Mancini, who were kept in the compound against their will, tortured, forced into bogus marriages, and raped and impregnated. There will be other facilities like this, and the island is certainly used for this. People like Poe are paid to provide the healthy women. The medicals are paid a bonus for live healthy births. The men pay for the women who will be forced to become wives and are given a bonus for every live healthy child produced. So that marriage fee is an investment. It's a long con. Fascinated and appalled, Rourke gestured to the board. A kind of pyramid scheme founded on bigotry with women and children as the bricks. That nutshells it, Eve agreed. This is how Wilkie ensures his ranks of faithful grow and races don't mix. He has his realignment centers to deal with homosexuality, and he and his order profit. What do they do when it doesn't take? Santiago wondered. My guess? Slave labor. You don't get off the island, out of the compound, away from the farm system. More people than Ariel Byrd have been murdered to protect this organization. More people than Keen Grimsley and Special Agent Quirk have gone missing. To ensure the flock increases, Miriam Wilkie, the daughter, acts as recruiter in this region.
Of course she does, Peabody stated. I should have seen it.
She handles the staff at the compound, serves as her father's PA. No titles like her older brothers. No big house, no luxury travel. Just a pied-à-terre, as she called it, in the city, and that's not even in her name. Yet she's the one bringing these women in, seeing to it natural order thrives. Before too much longer, I imagine, she'll be expected to marry someone approved by her father and start pumping out babies. Maybe, just maybe, she'll keep what little power she has now. But maybe not. She needs to keep things status quo as long as possible and ensure money keeps flowing in.
All the work, Peabody commented, none of the credit.
A pisser, Eve agreed. Rourke will go over Natural Order's financial position, but their cash flow isn't a rushing stream. If she keeps the money and women coming in, continues to be useful as she is to her father, she can postpone the rest. Natural Order, and therefore Miriam, made a hefty investment in Gwen Huffman and will be heavy beneficiaries. As long as she married Merritt Kane, produced a child, and fulfilled the terms of her trust. When Ariel Byrd threatened that return on the investment, she had to be eliminated.
But,
Peabody frowned at the board,
they don't get any real return until the Huffmans die. They're in their 60s, just middle age.
She plans, Mira said. Long term.
Yeah, and she doesn't plan to end up with a brood of kids. Eve referenced the board. Get Gwen married to someone her father wants in the faithful. I'm betting she maneuvered Gwen into aiming for Merritt Kane. You can bet she's accessed their medicals to be sure there are no reproductive issues. Gwen wants the marriage and the kid for her own ends, so she'll work for it. Terms met, and all you have to do is eliminate the parents.
Long-term planning. Mira nodded. Bide her time.
A tragic accident, Eve speculated. A staged murder-suicide. I bet she's got a plan in the works for that.
Yes, she would think well ahead, Mira agreed. She's had to plan and plot all of her life. She's female, and therefore less. To rise up, she has to continually find ways to offer more. The recruiting, serving her father's needs, all while learning all the ins and outs of the Order's business.
Wind back?
Santiago rolled a finger in the air.
The terms of the will, right? If Gwen Huffman fucks it up, the Order gets more. A hell of a lot more. Too far away and too easy to change.
Rourke held up his hands. Sorry. No, that's just it, Eve told him. The Huffmans cut off their son, yes, and probably would do the same with their daughter. But what if they didn't? Another trip to realignment, maybe. Another delay, and Miriam's pushing the end of acceptable time for marriage and kids.
She would have known Gwen when they were children.
Mira angled her head.
Known about her being sent off and why. Could she have been in the Hamptons at the time the parents learned of Gwen's orientation?
Eve smiled, nodded. Not only could, but was. A long weekend with her parents, her younger brother, or half-brother, and I assume she knows that, too, and has ideas on how to use it. I think she learned the benefits of spying then and there, and the power of it. She saw Gwen, told her father, and Gwen sent away. I bet she got a nice little reward for it.
Her father's approval and trust, if nothing else. Mira agreed. It lifted her up, made her useful. No doubt she found other infractions to report over the years. Telling him about Gwen might have been impulse, might have been true belief, but the reward? It mattered to her. And yes, Gwen's a focus now. A kind of personal investment. But with the terms, if she tells now, Gwen's no longer of use. Protect the investment. Maybe she even covers for Gwen a few times. But Ariel's a real threat and can blow up all those careful plans. The killing itself, impulse and rage. Up to then, she had things worked out, and Gwen messes it up again by going back in the morning. Eve walked back to the board. She's not worried about Bird now. How would we tie her to the murder? She's never met Bird. Can claim she was in the compound at the time of the murder. Can see that dozens swear to it.
But she wasn't, Peabody said.
No. She was at the house her father lets her use, really only a handful of blocks away from Ariel's apartment. Listening. She may have had a pickup, another recruitment scheduled, or planned to do some research on a new prospect.
She'd like having time in the house, her own space.
Mira recrossed her legs.
Come and go as she pleases, dress as she pleases, taste the freedom.
Nothing tastes better, Eve said, thinking of Gina.
She'll lose all of that if...
Mira looked at Eve, got another nod. If she doesn't have a way to take over natural order. Kill her dad? Even after all the rest, Trueheart looked shocked at the idea. Kill him, or more likely, blackmail him. Turn it over to me, or I burn it to the ground. She needs the time, the money, more opportunities, Eve added. But I saw a cold, hard, ambitious woman who slipped on the good daughter mask. They're buying and selling human beings. She helps find and abduct. Killing means nothing.
We gotta take them down.
Jenkinson jabbed a finger in the air. And we will. But they're not just in Connecticut, not just in New York. There are other facilities, their farm system, and essentially, their island.
Kick an anthill, the ants scatter.
Some of that's gonna happen, however right and tight we do this. Baxter's right on that. We're not gonna get them all, so we focus on essential areas. Utopia Island, sovereign nation aside, human trafficking, torture, slavery, those are all high crimes globally and off-planet. Abernathy with Interpol should be willing to assist and coordinate there.
I'll contact him and his superiors, Whitney told her.
It has to be a coordinated op. Hit one area too soon, and more ants scatter from another. The farm system here in the States. I haven't looked hard and close at that, but the FBI has data, and we use that, look hard and close, and outline the operation on that. Jenkinson, you and Reinecke take that. Outline an op, and be prepared to brief on same by... She glanced at the time, saw her day whizzing by. By 1500. Lieutenant, Teasdale drew Eve's attention. I can have the task force that headed up our intel in that area take that assignment and be ready to brief. That would be helpful. Will the FBI implement the operation on the farm system? If the operational plan is deemed workable, has a high probability ratio of success, yes. I'll read my director into this information as soon as this briefing concludes. Good. I'm keeping my officers on Poe, but will not pick her up until all ops are outlined and ready to implement. Meanwhile, we'll get a search warrant for Poe's residence, her ease. It's probable she has useful information there. We will identify the natural order contact, or contacts, at the halfway house, and that's likely part of Poe's useful information. Santiago, Carmichael,
You'll take that search. Feeny, can you send an E-man with them?
You got it.
If she comes back before we're ready, I'd rather not tip her off. You keep the search tidy. We get a warrant for the Wilkie residence downtown. Baxter, Trueheart, and another E-man, Feeny. Same requirement. Do a heat sensor first. Make sure it's unoccupied.
If she's in there? Baxter asked.
Let me know. We'll find a way to get her out.
The Huffman's residence? Jenkinson and Reinecke. Warrants. Searches.
She spotted Yancey in the doorway.
Sounds like you're winding up. Didn't want to interrupt.
You're not, and not quite winding. Special Agents Teasdale and Conroy, Detective Yancey, police artist. You get any more faces?
Yes, sir. 6 more. Solid. I let them work together on the third. Sometimes one wit will remember some detail, and it sparks one in the other. Add the sketches to the board.
Do you want the official ID with them?
This time she grinned at him.
Do that.
You got 6 out of 6 facial recognition?
Conroy puffed out his cheeks.
That's damn good.
Damn good wits, Yancey said as he added the sketches.
Yancey's damn good, Eve added. Take it, Yancey. You'd have run them on the way here.
Yes, sir, I did. In the first group, first arrival at the Piper residence, the witnesses identified Dr. Oliver Huffman.
He glanced back at Eve, saw again no surprise.
You've probably already briefed on him.
I have, yes.
Okay, then, in the second group to arrive, the cleaners, the witnesses identified William Henley, Caucasian, age 49, ex-Army corporal, dishonorable discharge, details sealed.
We'll get them, Whitney said. Continue.
He lives in Brooklyn, married Amber Johnston, age 46, mixed race, in 2037. 2 offspring, both female, ages 18 and 15. Divorce, 2046. Ex lives with the daughters in Tennessee. Married Wendy Livingston, age 32, Caucasian, in 2049. 5 offspring, 2 female, 3 male, ages 11, 10, 8, 5, and 3, respectively.
Henley is employed by Natural Order as security.
Peabody, start looking at Livingston's background.
Keep going, Yancey.
Third, second group. Wendell Pfeiffer, age 26, Caucasian. Resides Lower West. Single, no registered cohab. He's employed by Purity Labs and Research as a forensic specialist. Parents, Francis and Lydia, married 2034. He was 38, she was 20. Francis is employed by the same lab. Lydia has professional mother status. Wendell is the oldest of 6 siblings, ages 24, 22, 20, and twins, age 16.
Peabody, closer look there, too.
4 is the midwife, described and ID'd by both wits. She attended the birth of both of Gina's kids and Zoe's Gabe. They both stated she acts as midwife for the block. In case of a difficult pregnancy, the woman's taken to Mercy, so there's an OB in attendance in the last few weeks, but they have no ID there, as neither of them needed the OB. That's going to be Paula Huffman, I'm betting, or an associate if she was elsewhere.
Who's the midwife?
Hester Angus, age 43, Caucasian, resides on that same block in Tribeca. He relayed the salient data while Eve studied the face. It all fit pattern. 5, the one called Mother Catherine. Freaking torturer. Catherine Duplay, age 62, Caucasian. Resides at HQ, along with her husband, Dudley, age 62. Both employed there.
They list her as educator. He's maintenance. Two offspring, male, age 27, female, age 23. Both offspring live in Indiana. Both were placed with their paternal grandparents by Child Services when they were 14 and 12. Details sealed.
We'll get that, too, Whitney said.
Both are single. Neither have criminal. Both are employed. He teaches, middle school level. She works at the restaurant owned and run by her grandparents. Owned and run for 45 years.
They got away, Peabody murmured.
And last, Deborah Byers, age 36, Caucasian, married Lloyd Byers, age 48, five offspring, 13, 11, 10, 7, and 5, also listed as educator. She's the one, Dallas, who trained Gina on child rearing, housekeeping, and all that. Lloyd's an IT guy. They all live in the compound. That's good work, Yancey. That's damn good work. We'll fill it in. She turned to the room. Commander, if you can get those details, everyone helps. Peabody, get as much background as you can on all identified individuals. Rourke, it's your system on the compound, and very likely on the Wilkie residence in the city. Give Feeney all you can. Start with the easy one, the residence, so we can start the search. Then I need the weak spots on the compound. You've got drone and satellite imagery of the compound, he said. I can use that and likely find a way to access plans and blueprints. Good luck there, Conroy shrugged. We've tried that route. Rourke only offered an easy smile. Well, then, I'll try winding there another way, see what I can find. Let me confirm the security on the house here, then we'll get your people set to bypass it without any alerts. Do all that. Everybody, get to work. Yancey, with me in here, and I'll roll this together for you. After that, you can rotate teams, assist wherever needed. Operational briefing in here, 1500. Is there a room we can use? Teasdale asked. Whitney rose.
With me. I'll set you up.
While cops headed out, Rourke went to her. You could use an hour's downtime. Maybe. Can't have it. She glanced around, made sure no one stood within earshot. It's what he was going to do to me. Sell me. Over and over again for sex. Sell me. We break them, then the downtime. Then eat something. I will. You too. I have to finish with Yancey. Nadine's on her way. I'll have what you need. You are what I need, she thought as he left the room. Okay, Yancey. You know most of it, but let me catch you up. When she finished and sent him to the bullpen, Rio walked in. Took a while. I had to go back to the office, have a sit-down with my boss. First thing, you've got warrants. All but the one you want on the HQ. She held up a hand before Eve could speak. And we're working on it. You and I need to nail this down. Hard down so we can move on that. I've got the hammer. Doc's coming in, proving natural order, Wilkie, his daughter, who I'm also going to charge with Ariel Bird's murder, have engaged for a couple decades or more in human trafficking, rape with the intent to impregnate, slavery, torture at their HQ on their godforsaken island, and very likely other locations. That's one hell of a hammer, Dallas. Sitting on the edge of the conference table, Rio took a moment. You have documentation, statements, wits? Documentation, including a statement from Paula Huffman's OB nurse, now deceased, self-termination, who not only witnessed, but participated. The Huffmans are going down, too. Both doctors are in this, and Oliver Huffman has been identified entering the Piper residence on the night of her murder. She paused, tapped a finger on Yancey's sketch, then Huffman's official ID.
Okay.
Rio took out her notebook. Okay. Don't stop now. We have Marcia Piper's blood and gray matter on that charge. I'll be charging her husband with her murder, and I have solid probable cause he's hiding inside HQ. That's a big-ass hammer and a whole lot of nails. Let's put it together so I can get warrants. I'm gonna hit vending first. All I've managed to eat today is half a bagel, and I'm starving. Eve considered vending. Don't go there. There's a way to transfer the menu on my AC to the one here. Peabody can do it, and I want her in this anyway. We've got more, Rio. We have a whole bunch more nails. I'll get the search and seizures started. Hold here. She hustled back to the bullpen. Heads up! We have warrants on the Wilkie, New York residence, on the Huffman's residence, and their clinic. Get them. Get the residence searches started. We hold on the clinic. Timing. We have warrants for Jane Poe's residence. Her office will again wait. So will the halfway house. Move on the rest. Peabody, transfer my AC menu to the conference room and get there yourself with whatever data you have so far. Even as she turned, Nadine stepped in. Good, Eve said. Out here. She walked out to the hallway. Nadine wore a pale green shirt, untucked, yoga-type black pants with high-top green sneaks and a black leather jacket. Not camera-ready, Eve decided. Rio's in the conference room and needs to be updated with what you have and some of what we've dug up since I saw her this morning. I have a board up, a very full, complex board loaded with data. It has to be said. Nothing you see or hear in that room leaves that room until I give you the go. It shouldn't have to be said between us. It has to be said, Eve corrected. Listen, I slapped back an FBI agent for questioning your integrity about an hour ago. I should get some points for that. You do, and okay, I get it has to be said. Just as I have to say, out loud, all of this is off the record until you say it's back on. It's been a really long 24 or so for me. As she studied Eve's face, Nadine pursed her lips. For you, too, I'd say. The next 24 are gonna be a lot longer. And a lot harder for a lot of sons of bitches. So are the multiple consecutive lifetimes in cages gonna be long and hard. Let me help you put them there. Let's get started. With a sigh, Nadine paused at vending. I need a boost, even something from here. I've been too busy to grab more than a bagel. Bagels seem to be the choice of the day. I'm having food sent in. Great. You know, Nadine continued as they walked, a couple of days ago, walking through that big, crazy house with Mavis, I felt so damn up. Just knowing, seeing good things happen to people I care about. And now, she shook back her streaky blonde hair. I know there's a lot of ugly in the world. You and I make our living off the ugly. But hell, Dallas, a long 24. We're about to carve away a lot of ugly. Have a seat. Been sitting. Need to move a little. Hi, Rio. Nadine, love those snakes. Thanks, me too. Did you hear Mavis and Leonardo bought a house? What? When? Where? Eve held out a hand. documentation before you start chatting. Nadine took a box of discs out of her enormous bag. They're labeled, and I reviewed every one of them. Just a few days ago, and just a few blocks from here, she told Rio. It's this old, big, crazy place with an attached multi-level unit. Peabody and McNabb are taking it. What? Wow! While they chatted over houses and friends, Eve set to work organizing the discs for display on screen. I've got this, she said as Peabody came in. Get the food going. What are the possibilities? Rio wondered. I swear I can't face another salad. How about a burger? Don't toy with me, Peabody. Got burgers. Cow. Rio just closed her eyes. It's a whole new world. Medium rare, side of fries, and why not go for broke if this is really happening? Tube of Pepsi. I'm doing exactly the same. Nadine sighed again, but this time with pleasure. Got you covered. Dallas, what do you want to eat? What? Whatever. Burgers all around. I'm down a size. I knew it. Nadine walked over to Peabody, circled a finger to order a turn. I knew it. Really? Thrilled, Peabody did another turn. You noticed? Of course I did. Congratulations. I won't hit burgers and fries often, but I'm celebrating a little. My pants aren't loose today because they're new and a size down. And they look mag, Rio told her. I love the little strip of navy piping down the sides. Cute and leg-lengthening. If we've completed the socializing portion of the program, maybe we can turn to murder, abductions, torture, and human trafficking. They go so well with burgers. Rio sent Eve a bright smile. Then she closed her eyes again. Oh my God, smell them. Peabody set it all out, complete with condiments, napkins, glasses full of ice. Eve found herself surprised her partner hadn't come up with a centerpiece of flowers. Now this is what I call a lunch meeting. Rio dug right in. Nadine, tell Rio what you told me, then we'll view the documentation. Rio managed to eat and take notes while Nadine spoke. It would help to have the name of your source. I can't give you that. I know where you stand on it, but the fact is, the sister, if all this is true, will be in those documents as OB nurse. We'll have her name. My source changed hers, changed the children's names, and moved out of the country. You can, as I did, dig it up and find her. She knows that. She's afraid, as anyone would be, of reprisals if their names and locations go public. When and if we identify them, when and if we need her testimony, we will absolutely keep her identity out of it. We're not going to need it. Since it was there, right in front of her, Eve took a bite of burger. I'm telling you, we'll have enough to put them away without her direct testimony. Rio swept a fry through a little pool of ketchup. I hate to give up a nail, but we'll see. On screen. First doc is the medical files on a female identified only as Candidate A. You see her age, race, hair, and eye color, height, weight, Eve continued as she displayed the file. Various tests, blood work, gyne exam, dental screening, and so on, and the doctor's notes certifying Candidate A as a healthy subject, a strong candidate for insemination. It's signed Dr. Paula Huffman with the date. Next is the nutritionist's evaluation and recommendations for diet and pre-insemination vitamins and supplements. Peabody, run a search on the nutritionist. We're going to want a warrant there, too. Already running it. We then have files signed by Karen Key, nurse practitioner, OBGYN. These track Candidate A's ovulation cycle for a period of 6 weeks, the hormone treatments to increase chances of implantation during that same period. Huffman also signs off on the recommended date for insemination.
No proof here that the candidate was unwilling.
Wait for it, Nadine told Rio.
Don't have to wait long.
Here are evaluations on emotional state. We want the name of the shrink run, Peabody, and the medications used to assist Candidate A in maintaining calm.
Rio picked up her glass and read.
Candidate A remains resistant, but her demands to be released have decreased. Mild depression is being treated. Hormone therapy has, of course, added to mood swings. We will continue talk therapy as well as closely supervised exercise, including the allotted time out of doors. Restraints remain necessary.
Rio took a long drink. And there we go.
This file, Eve continued, documents Huffman ordered a mild sedative on the insemination date, as well as restraints. She repeated the process on the next day to increase probability of conception. Then we have the OB nurse monitoring for 48 hours before she administered the pregnancy test. Positive. More files follow the exams and monitoring of the pregnancy, the nutrition, prescribed exercise, medication.
Jesus, look at the shrink report. She's patient A now, Peabody said. Patient A has embraced her pregnancy and is very cooperative. She refers to the fetus as my baby, talks of the names she's chosen, and has moved into a calm and somewhat dreamy state in her 31st week.
We move to the birth.
Huffman again has her sedated, not out, just a mild sedative. She induces labor. That's control again. You've got all the birth stuff, the progression of labor, lots of the OB nurse's notes and initials over a 10-hour period. Then the data on the delivery. Male, length, weight, the screenings, a healthy baby boy. Pass the fucking cigars.
Then they took the baby, Nadine put in, monitored her for the next 48 when she became resident female.
Is there any documentation on what they did with her? Young, Eve pointed out, healthy pregnancy and birth. I'm betting they kept her there as a breeder, or sold her to some guy.
There are more like this. I scanned, and we can go through all of them.
I'll need to, Rio affirmed. But for now, there are several with names, first names, ages, races, recruiter name, location of contact, and the name of the husband, his status in the order, his profession. Date of conception, whether it was by natural means or insemination.
Wilkie donated his sperm.
I know I'm jumping ahead, Nadine said, but it applies here. If the husband's wasn't viable, Wilkie's was often used.
What a generous guy, Peabody muttered.
There's more documentation from the clinic the Huffmans run here in New York, Eve continued. Files on females, physicals prior to conception, monitoring of pregnancies, and so on. The same for the facilities at HQ. Then there's accounting. Once she decided to cut ties, this nurse was as thorough as she could manage. I skimmed a bit, and clearly we're going to match some, if not all, of the names with payments to natural order, to the Huffmans, to the medical staff. We've got a spreadsheet. Wait. She zipped through until she brought it up. See there? Names of candidates, date of contact, recruiter, payments. Marriage payment on the profit side, right? Medical fees. Natural order splits those with the husbands. Then the payment, the bonus, for each live, healthy birth.
Buying babies.
I can work with that, too. Thought you could. It's all there, Rio. Payments for young females, deductions for medical fees, training fees, housing fees, and so on. The bonuses.
And for another bonus? She switched data. Our unidentified source managed to get her hands on some of the records from the island's realignment center. Names again, or subject numbers, dates, treatments, which is what they call torture. All of these records jibe with Gwen Huffman's statement on her experience with SAME. And you have a few files on success rate, failures, mortality, assignments, and destinations. Clearly, some of these people are kept on the island as laborers, as slaves, or as forced breeders. Eve paused, smiled thinly. I'm sending all this to Abernathy at Interpol. That should get their asses in gear. I'm gonna get your warrants, Dallas. Fucking A. I need copies of all of this, and we'll review it all, make our case for those warrants. You've got the FBI on this, so I want one of them in the offices. I'll make that happen. Rio tipped her wrist to check the time. We have to talk details. Our wits ID'd Oliver Huffman and others at the crime scene. They ID'd Miriam Wilkie as their so-called recruiter, Poe as the conduit. And I'll get those warrants. I'll sure as hell get one for Lawrence Piper, for Stanton Wilkie. I need why you want to arrest Miriam Wilkie for the murder of Ariel Byrd. It's a long, convoluted story, but I'm right. Then I'm glad I went for red meat. Rio paused for a fry. Tell me a story. Once she had, Rio packed up her things. I'm gonna need a solid 2 hours, maybe three. Figured that. I need at least that, so it works. I'll be in touch, and I'll be riding along when you take the HQ. I'm fine with that. Nadine, as a representative of the prosecutor's office, I want to say we're grateful for your help, your integrity, your cooperation. We won't forget it. As your friend, I want to say, baby, you fucking rock. Right back at you. When this is wrapped, on your end, Dallas, it's gonna be wild on mine. Can't wait. Oh, I'm gonna tag Mavis tomorrow. Too busy today, and get over to see this house. Yay, Peabody! Another big congratulations. Thanks. I haven't even had time to look at the tile samples Mavis texted me. She wants me and McNabb to pick them out, and the paint colors, and just all of it. It's gonna be so much fun. When, she added, because she caught Eve's stare, this is all wrapped. I want to see everything. I'll be in touch, Rio repeated, and left. Nadine lingered over the last of her Pepsi. So, I'm betting there's no possible way I can get a ride-along on this. You win the bet. But the NYPSD joins the PA's office in extending their gratitude. That and your AC will get me a really delicious burger. It's also going to get you a tag when we have the Wilkies, the Huffmans, Piper, and others in custody. And I can't legally stop you from being in the vicinity of Natural Order's HQ. A solid 2 miles away, Nadine. Nadine smiled into Eve's eyes. Got it. When I do tag you, you break the story, Nadine. Break it hard. Break it wide. What was it you said to Rio about the Warrens? Oh, yeah. Fucking A. Then a follow-up, one-on-one with you for broadcast, followed up by a full segment with you, possibly Rio, possibly the special agent in charge from the FBI on now. Agreed. Nadine set her glass down, rose. It's a little disappointing when it's so easy. I know, right? People don't get that. Eve smiled. At this time, in this place, Nadine, Rio said it. You fucking rock. Well, I'll take my kudos and let you get to it.
One thing, and it's in this room, so off the record. Are you actually hitting them tonight?
I'm looking at it. A lot of coordination goes into it, so I'm hoping for maybe somewhere around 0-100.
Okay, then. I'm taking my kudos and going home to catch a nap.
You look like you could use one yourself. I'll sleep after I fill some cages.
Later, Peabody, who looks Mag and is going to have Mag new digs. I'll wait for the tag.
They noticed I lost weight.
Jesus, Peabody, of course they noticed. They have eyes.
You noticed?
I also have eyes.
You never said.
Peabody threw her arms in the air.
I mean, a whole size.
If I commented on it, you'd want to talk about it, like you are now.
That's true. I can't deny it. I'm putting new pants and new digs aside.
You didn't ask me to brief them on the data you asked me to dig. Rio has enough. Copy me. You've got members' names from this data who paid for human beings. Dig on them. Copy me. And I want names and data from every resident on the Tribeca block.
We're hitting that, too?
Eve looked at Gina's and Zoe's photos on the board. How many more, she wondered, like them?
We're hitting that, too.
We're gonna need more warrants.
Once again, fucking A.
She signaled to get moving. Feed it to me and I'll whittle it down for Rio and those warrants, she continued as they walked back. If you need help with it, get a uniform. Pick two now to relieve Carmichael and Shelby. I'm pulling them back in.
She went straight to her office and hit the coffee before sitting down to access Peabody's data.
Rather than loading it all on Rio, she broke it down into bites that justified warrants. Searches, arrests, both. She contacted Officer Carmichael, now his usual spit and polish.
The subject is in her office now, sir. She's been to the halfway house, spent about an hour inside, made two stops on the way back we assume were home checks. She got some Thai takeout and walked back to her office.
Stick with it. I'm sending relief to your location. I need you and Shelby back here once they arrive. Grab food if you need it. It's going to be a long day.
Copy that, sir.
While she waited for more data from Peabody, she brought up information on the Huffman's Medical Clinic and the Natural Order Lab. Handily, the websites listed the names and qualifications of several medicals and techs. She started her runs, pumped more information to Rio. A really big anthill, she thought, and yes, they'd lose some in the scatter. But if they played it right, they'd get the bulk, the influencers, and break the back of the order. Then, once Nadine and the rest of the media got their teeth in it, game over. She looked up when Teasdale came to the door.
I got your memo requesting I attend the meeting at the PA's office. It would be very helpful. I'm on my way there now.
As always, Teasdale radiated calm and efficiency. Agent Conroy will be sending you the intel we have on the farm system as soon as possible. I'm authorized to tell you the Bureau is fully prepared to join the NYPSD and Interpol in this operation. While the Bureau welcomes your input and will coordinate with you, given the multiple states and jurisdictions involved in the Order's farm system, we will take that area of this operation. Not only is that no problem for me or this department, I was counting on it. My only caveat is timing. We have to coordinate the timing.
Very well understood.
Question. Do you actually plan to launch this multi-agency, global, many-armed operation tonight, essentially within hours?
Around 10, 11 hours for the main hits, yeah.
It has to be now, Teasdale.
If we delay, a lot of ants are going to have deserted the hill before we kick it. We can't keep Mancini and Metcalf's rescue under wraps much longer, so we have to hit the block in Tribeca today. Cops have been inside the Piper crime scene. We've only got time because the neighborhood women can't communicate, but it only takes one person coming home from work or one person figuring out how to get word to HQ to blow it up before it begins. You've got eyes on that block. I do. Anyone coming in or going out gets picked up, but we can't hold it indefinitely. Again, understood. Bureaus are, after all, bureaucracies, and as such and by nature, their wheels roll slowly. Teasdale might look like a bureaucrat in her FBI suit, and she might actually be one, Eve thought. But Eve knew she was also solid law enforcement. I appreciate you convincing those wheels to move fast. I'm glad to have a part in it. And in the interest of time and speed, I'll let you get back to work. Eve was deep into that work when Rourke came in. I've got what you need on the HQ. All of it? Drone and satellite views of the compound, various blueprints. Even such a place must follow building codes, procedures. These may, of course, have changes not reported, but you'll have the sense. And more, I think, as I have the schematics of their security system. Yours, right? It is, yes, and they spared no expense. You're a bit limited in here to view it as a whole, but I can set it up. Let's take it to the conference room. Rio's getting a mountain of warrants, she told him as they headed out. Teasdale's at the meeting there, and let me know the FBI's all in, and we'll handle the hits on the farm system. I've got cops on Poe, the halfway house, and on the Tribeca block. Busy day. The electronics from Dauber and Metcalf are in-house and being gone over minutely. I was on this area, so I can't tell you precisely, but there's a lot of movement and a great deal of fizzy consumption in EDD right now. That's a good sign. Give me a minute or two to set this up. Did you eat? He asked. I had a burger. He paused and looked mildly annoyed. A burger? Why didn't I think of that before I had that very dubious sandwich from vending? Damn good burger. You want coffee? I've had a tanker full, and most of it cup coffee. I'll take water, thanks. She opted for water herself. Here are your drone views. Better, I think, than the satellite imagery. When he put them on screen, she slipped her hands in her pockets, studied them. Big place. Slightly more than 42 acres. Some of the buildings, such as the main house, were already there when purchased, as were these smaller houses you see here, here. He used a laser pointer. Like a small neighborhood. Staff housing, high-level staff. Those low-rise apartment-type buildings, that's for the working stiffs. Roads all over, except that farming area. Are those cows? Why are there always cows? Milk, butter, cheese, I'm thinking. They've got the farm system for that, but yeah, easy access. And I bet for training. You've got to keep training in all areas. Apartments, houses here and here, too. Segregated, that's what. You've got your sections. White, black, Asian, Hispanic, like that, and all well away from the grandeur of the main house. Woods to the east, shielding the main house property and gardens. She moved closer. Okay, okay, you've got a stream running through the woods and that chapel-type building. Other buildings. Medical. Schools. She held out a hand for his pointer. There and there and there, Schools, we saw students. Playground areas. I'm betting some sort of storage buildings. See those loading docks? You bring in supplies there, log them in, divide them up. Very self-contained, very tidy. What it is? It's freaking Wilkieville. His own town, and he's mayor and sheriff and supreme ruler. The blueprints have more detail. Let's have a look. They went through them. The main house, 3 floors, 5-bedroom suites, and 2 home offices on the 2nd floor, what was billed as a media center on the lower level, with a kitchenette, full bath, guest room. A bonus room, 2 bedrooms, 2 full baths, spread out on the 3rd. Dining room, breakfast room, kitchen, living room, study, powder room, large pantry and laundry facilities on the main. Media center, maybe. And I bet a setup to record his bullshit media. But bonus room, my ass. It's not on here. But I'm betting that's where he sticks in-house staff. He needs live-in staff. What if he wants a snack at midnight? Some female type has to take care of that. She went over the staff housing, exits, egresses, the educational complexes, the medical facility, the warehouse with loading dock. Then held up a hand to pause on the next building. No way that's more storage. No loading dock. And the doors aren't wide enough. It's got a full basement. For what? I'll tell you for what. She felt the anger rise in her and had to firmly, deliberately tamp it out. Emotions had to wait. That's where they keep the people they abduct. No windows, not one window on the plans. If I were setting it up, this is how I'd do it. Windowless, limited exits and escape routes. Have your lab and shock therapy testing in the basement. You could fit